I've been having so much fun. This morning is Mad Money's birthday, and I've just been pretending like I've got no idea. So happy birthday, Mad Money. It's the first time I'm saying it. It's going to be a beautiful day, 9 December 2019. What's going on in your world, by the way? I want to hear from you. Get in touch with me. Wish Mad Money happy birthday. Why not? Another year hotter. 082-550-5151. How was the weekend? What the hell is happening out there? Let's connect. Thank you, Roger. Roger Good and team back tomorrow. There's Aaron Fox with news at 9.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
In the headlines at 9 o'clock, Gift of the Givers concerned over Eastern Cape drought and one killed in New Zealand volcano eruption.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good morning. Gift of the Givers says the prolonged drought over large parts of the Eastern Cape is now reaching critical levels. The organization has been providing assistance and relief to drought-stricken communities. Gift of the Givers, Imtiaz Suleiman.
Measured by the number of calls that are pouring in from all over the Eastern Cape. People crying, desperate, saying we have no water to drink, no water for medication, our kids got nothing to drink, we can't bathe. And they say our animals, they're falling dead in front of our eyes. What can we do? It's day after day, week after week. In Graaff-Reinet and in Adelaide, in the last 48 hours, the system shut down completely and the load shedding didn't assist.
Eskom says its systems are still highly constrained. The power utility says stage 2 load shedding will continue until 11 o'clock tonight due to a shortage in the power generation capacity. Eskom's Dikatso Motai.
As you leave home this morning, please switch off your appliances. And when you leave work this afternoon, please switch off all that equipment that you know you will not be using overnight, like computers, copiers and printers.
The father of Christopher Paniatu has been shot dead in Uitenhage. Police believe Costa Paniatu was gunned down as he was closing up his late-night convenience shop. The Paniatu family was pushed into the spotlight when Christopher Paniatu was convicted for orchestrating the abduction and murder of his wife Jade in 2015. He's serving a sentence of life imprisonment. Messages continued to pour in on Twitter after Miss South Africa Zozibini Tunzi was announced as the winner of the Miss Universe 2019 competition. Daily Show host Trevor Noah and former Miss Universe Demi Lee Nell Peters, among many others, took to social media to congratulate Tunzi. Tunzi, who comes from the Eastern Cape, was crowned at the Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States. And finally, one person has died in a volcanic eruption in New Zealand on White Island off the country's north coast. Here's the BBC's Shaima Khalil with the story.
Tourists were seen walking inside the rim of the White Island crater just moments before the eruption. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said a number of people were believed to be injured and are being transported to shore. Police said at least one of those evacuated from the island has been critically injured. Police are also warning people living near the area to be aware of the potential for ashfall and to stay indoors.
Another look now to top story at 9. Gift of the Givers says the prolonged drought over large parts of the East